What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Pompliano, and this is The Joe Pomp Show. I hope everyone had a great week and is gearing up for the men's and women's Final Four basketball tournaments. But today, I want to talk about an important topic, and the idea being that taxpayers are tired of paying billions of dollars for sports stadiums. Not many of you saw that the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals have spent several months and millions of dollars trying to convince local taxpayers to extend an existing sales tax that would enable them to renovate not only Arrowhead Stadium, but build a new downtown Major League Baseball ballpark. The pitch was simple. This sales tax has already been in place for two decades. It only costs taxpayers 38 cents for every $100 they spend in the county. And by extending the tax another 40 years, the proposal would provide both teams with adequate money to fund new construction projects, ultimately keeping them in Kansas City long past their existing lease at Truman Sports Complex, which is set to expire in January 2031. To raise the stakes even higher, in fact, just weeks before the vote, Chiefs President Mark Donovan was quoted saying that the team will have to, and I quote, "have a look at all of our options if the ballot measure failed," essentially indicating that the back-to-back Super Bowl champions would consider relocation if the vote didn't pass. However, taxpayers weren't convinced. Jackson County residents have overwhelmingly declined the proposal this week. The final vote came out to 58% no versus 42% yes. And the Chiefs and Royals will now have to look elsewhere for stadium funding. "We're disappointed," Chiefs President Mark Donovan said after the vote. "We feel we put forth the best offer for Jackson County. We were ready to extend the longstanding partnership the teams have enjoyed with this county. We will do and look to do what is the best interest of our fans and our organization as we move forward." Over the last few days, I've read several opinions on why this proposal failed. The most common idea seemed to revolve around a few different things. Number one, the Royals didn't need a completely new stadium. Number two, voters didn't have confidence in the plan because the Royals have changed their minds several times and missed several deadlines too. And number three, the Kansas City Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls and can certainly afford to renovate their own stadium with their own money. Now, these reasons make a lot of sense, and personally, I think the proposal probably would have passed if it solely focused on the Chiefs. Not only have they won, like I just said, three of the last five Super Bowls, but they were asking for less than half of the money that the Royals wanted, and they also put together a clear plan of what that money would go towards. The Royals, on the other hand, pretty much did the exact opposite. They haven't made the playoffs once since winning the World Series in 2015, consistently ranking in the bottom third of Major League Baseball spending. The team was also asking for a completely new stadium that would have displaced businesses downtown, not just money for a renovation. And they never presented a clear plan of what it would look like until it was already too late. Not to mention, many fans thought the Royals were acting in bad faith after they initially claimed that Kauffman Stadium couldn't be renovated because it was built with, and I quote, "bad concrete," only to walk back those claims after people pointed out that Arrowhead Stadium was built at the same time by the same people and has no such problem. Instead, it feels like people are finally waking up to the socialized cost while privatizing profit scheme that professional sports teams have been running for decades. It's not a coincidence that many of the recent public subsidy votes, think about New Mexico United in 2021, the Arizona Coyotes in 2023, and this recent vote with the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals, have failed. While the projects that don't go up for a vote, the Bills, the Titans, etc., keep getting approved. In fact, only one proposal, the Oklahoma City Thunder's call for a new taxpayer-funded arena, has won with voters as of late. And that's primarily due to a couple reasons that are sort of unique to the Thunder. Number one, they're the only professional sports team in Oklahoma City. Number two, the 1 cent sales tax primarily funding their new arena is only 6 years long, not 40. Number three, the city genuinely needed a new arena. And number four, Thunder owner Clay Bennett is well-liked by most fans in Oklahoma City. The reality is that taxpayers are armed with more information than ever before. They know that most economic impact reports are meaningless because the only actual net new tax revenue from stadium projects comes from people traveling to the area from other parts of the country. That's because families have budgets, and if they don't go to a game, they're going to go spend that money elsewhere in town, most of the time. They also know that the Hunt family, which owns the Chiefs, is worth $25 billion, yet they were only willing to commit $300 million to Arrowhead renovations. And that's without even mentioning the empty threat of relocation. Realistically speaking, where would the Kansas City Chiefs even go? The sexiest markets, think New York City, LA, Chicago, etc., that could meaningfully impact the team's valuation are all already taken. When you factor in the NFL's $500 million plus relocation fee, the economics don't make much sense either. And even if government officials in Kansas threw billions of dollars in taxpayer money at the Chiefs to get them to cross the border, that's a win for most fans, as the stadium would only move 20 minutes away without them having to pay for it. This is why owners are increasingly focusing on financing agreements that don't require public support. if the governor approves a deal, like what happened in Buffalo, some people will get upset. But if the team leaves town on the governor's watch, it's an even bigger story, which is why many of these deals get passed in the first place. The Los Angeles Rams are probably the best example of this dilemma. Not only did they pass up $500 million in public funding from St. Louis to build a $5 billion privately financed stadium in Los Angeles, but the NFL made them pay a $645 million relocation fee, and St. Louis ended up winning a $790 million legal dispute against the league and the team as well. That means it cost them billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to move from St. Louis to LA. And these actions told every city in the country that not only can teams afford their own stadiums, but even if you give them what they want, they may still leave for a better option anyway. So kudos to the taxpayers in Jackson County for calling their bluff. Professional sports teams have become multi-billion dollar assets with diverse revenue streams, and voters are tired of subsidizing costs without maintaining any financial upside in the deal. There is no good reason why local government should continue to offer sports teams better financial terms than they can get in the public market. And it feels like the days of taxpayers contributing most of the cash for new stadium projects are finally ending. That's it for today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Enjoy this weekend of college basketball, the Final Four for the men's tonight on Saturday, and the national championship for the women and the men on Sunday and Monday. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk later this week.